This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It really does span most of the sports, at least team or individual sports, in recent years has been pace.
Sure.
You know, we're always trying to speed up
everything.
Football games.
Well, and baseball obviously implemented rules.
Went through this.
Yeah. The big one right now in the NBA is the last handful of minutes in a game were brutal.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Every sport. This is a big thing for us.
Yes.
Because we just cannot. We're so fast twitch now. We just can't wait for anything.
No.
We can't sit through it. It's like, let's go, get to it.
College football, you know, did the no stopping the clock now on first downs and out of bounds for the you know, until the end of halves and games.
But then they still added breaks too.
Yeah,
this is a real problem in golf on tour.
Sure,
it's too slow. They're it's a really big debate with the PGA Tour of like, how do we get these guys? Because they're playing for a lot of money.
Yep.
But, you know, there's all kinds of ideas floating out there about how to get them to move along fast. Most of them.
Yeah.
Some of the guys are really play fast.
Sure.
But, so this is also true in our recreational lives.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of times I won't. I mean, luckily my schedule allows this, but I won't play golf on the weekends.
It depends on where you play.
I mean,
I would say this: I got to tell you, I think as a avid golfer, mm-hmm. I think we've gotten a lot better about pace of play, generally speaking, at courses around town. I think Langdon does a great job with pace of play, and I know for a fact that country clubs don't mess around.
Yeah, country clubs don't mess around. But again, you got to have a bunch of money. Like I'll play at my buddy's country club, Royal Oaks, and you play some speed golf.
I remember we went and played in Palm Springs at Mission Hills mm-hmm. several years.
Yeah.
And because we had friends that had a house in there. Great tracks, three of them.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
And it's all old people.
Yeah, you got to go.
They would be you'd be playing fast.
Yep.
And these olds, they don't even want to play golf. All they're doing is trying to get to lunch. It's like speed golf.
Yeah.
And they stand there in the middle of the fairway in their little tricked out carts and they got their hands on their hips. You better move your ass.
But and I know it's gotten better, but I'm sorry. Like I'll play out at, I play out at Rose City. I'll play out at Heron Lakes. Sometimes I'll play out at like Camas Meadows. And if you go play on a weekend where it's jammed packed, dude, get ready for a 5+ hour round. And I'm not, I won't do it.
That's no good.
I'm out.
We play in the morning. Every once in a while, we'll play first tee time out. Like this last Sunday, I played, we teed off at 6. We were done by 9.
Yeah. See, that's the best part is if you can get out fast, but if you get stuck in a slog on a busy weekend when it's nice, thanks, but no thanks. I got no time for that.
So it's an issue all around in all of life, really.
Yes.
In sports. There is a golf course. So we just had the U.S. Women's Open up at Erin Hills,
okay.
Which is in Wisconsin. I don't know if you've heard of Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good golf up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Erin Hills is part of that.
Yeah.
And they hosted the U.S. Women's Open. But anyway, they were in the news recently because they have been one of the pioneer courses at solving pace of play for amateurs.
Okay.
And what they have done is they figured out that getting amateurs to play faster is not going to happen.
Okay.
Because it's a fine line. But guys pay a lot of money to play courses like Erin Hills.
Sure.
And it is a fair argument to say, look, I paid $250 to play here.
Yeah, take my time.
It's not that I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do my best, but I'm looking for golf balls. Yeah. I'm not that great of a golf. I'm doing my best.
I'm going to read my putts and all that.
And it's like, you can't piss everyone off in just to get everyone to play faster. So they basically said, it's not about getting guys to play faster. We want them to enjoy their time. We don't want to rush them. What we want them to do is play shorter. So they want you to play appropriate tees. Now,
amen to that.
Now, here's the thing. Most guys, many, walk up to the tee without really knowing what tees they're going to play, and you have different skill levels in a group.
And then the penis measuring contest begins, and you get some dude that insists on playing the tips, and then no one wants to be the one to say, let's play the whites, or God forbid you play the reds. But
people usually willy-nilly it. They don't really know which ones to play. They just go by the old blue-white, or combo type, And then oftentimes they'll look at the yardage and go, well, I can play that yardage. Well, 6,500 yards on one course is not the same as 6,500 yards on another course.
Sure.
They could be very different and one could be way more challenging than the other. So what they decided to do was, because guys lie about how far they hit their driver.
Absolutely.
They put up a sign that said, here are the tees you should play based on this. And it is, how far do you hit your 7-iron?
Okay.
And what they found was, nobody lies about how far they hit their 7-iron.
Really?
And so
we only lie about the big dog, huh?
People lie about their driver all the time.
Sure.
And because guys think, oh, I hit it 265, 270. You hit it 240.
It's almost impossible to lie about your 7. You can't.
Right. It's like, what are you going to say? 190? Okay, cool guy. Most people hit it. Well, actually,
it depends.
Schultz's right. It's like, you can't, there's just not that big of a window to lie about how far you hit your 7-iron.
Sure.
Or like, who the hell is like, oh yeah, I hit mine 190 so I can play that tee and not that tee. I mean, dude, come on. Get over yourself. Yeah. So they said that at Erin Hills was one of the first to do this. More courses are doing this now. They said that has sped up, let me get the number. They said they have seen a 26% uptick in people using the shorter white tees, and the overall speed of play has picked up accordingly.
Let me just say this. Unless you're someone that plays a lot of golf, just play the whites, right? Like,
well, not necessarily. Some people shouldn't be playing the whites.
Exactly. Maybe you go play the reds.
That's why this is better system.
That's a better thing. I'm shocked at the number of times that people are not very good golfers and they are playing the blues or the blacks, and you are like, dude. And again, it's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. It's such a more enjoyable course when you play an appropriate length. And the only reason is it's a pride, and it's not a quote manly thing to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That and just in general, like, I get it. If you're a serious, serious golfer and like everything matters to you, but the guy that spends 9 minutes looking for his ball, I'm like, my God, drop one. Like, I won't even give you a penalty shot. Where did it drop the damn thing and hit? It can be maddening playing with someone that looks for every ball. That it just
That's $4.
Oh,
matter how much are golf balls? I mean, they're expensive.
People,
that's part of it.
Well, that's the thing. If you're spraying the ball, don't have expensive balls.
Yeah, take shag balls.
Take shag balls, and if you're playing on a course that's lined with trees, and you know you're going to spray it. Dude, spend 45 to a minute looking for it. You can't find it. Where did it go in? Drop one, punch it out. Let's go.
So, or how about this? How about go to a smaller course and build more of them? Like, near my house, love Charbonneau. They've got like two or three different nine-hole, basically, sections. So you can play 9, you can play 18 if you want. Like, I don't understand why people don't go to smaller courses more.
I think that's a good point. I think Tiger has started to talk about this a little bit. And I think they are building more of those.
That's awesome.
They really are. Because people don't want to be out there for 5 hours.
One of my favorite things about where I live is I live next to Farewell Village amongst the olds. I can walk to that. It's a 9-hole course. I can walk to that in 4 minutes from my house. And if you play the back, tees, I think the longest hole is like 450 yards, 440 yards. So it's not a par 3, but you can hit driver maybe 2-3 holes you would hit driver on, and you can play that thing. You can walk it. You can be done with that course in an hour and 20 minutes.
And that's way more suitable for a lot of people.
And it's amazing. It's just
at Erin Hills, if you are hitting your 7 iron between 140 and 150 yards, you play the whites.
Yeah.
And then they have combos, and it goes all the way up to 200 or more. Some people can hit a 7 iron 200 yards or more.
See, the problem with
this is the back tees.
I hit the ball a long way, like with my irons, but I still play the whites. I don't want to play anything but that. When I break 90, it's a good day. I can still go out and easily just S the bed and shoot 100 and something. So to me, again, I'm not playing 3 times a week. I'm not a scratch golfer. I'm not trying to be a scratch golfer. The whites, shocking. The whites are just a nice. I just for the casual golfer, the whites and the reds are always going to be better.
So this system looks at every hole from every tee in order to determine the optimal distance for every player, and it's a calculation that's helped by a survey that the USGA does. So they can put this sheet together for every course.
Yeah,
and it's very simple. 7 iron, boom, I'm there. That's the tee. That is a huge thing. If they have this at more courses, you're going to get faster rounds.
Yes.
You just are, because it's easy.
Yeah.
And guys can't lie about it.
Yeah. So basically this all comes down to, in order to play faster, we just have to have men be honest. And not lie about our ability.
Kinda. I mean, that's kind of the whole point. I mean, hell, I was talking to Danny today. I'm gonna throw Danny under the bus. He was like, Yeah, Blinton played Charbonneau. He was talking about Charbonneau. And he's like, yeah. I said, because I've never played Charbonneau. And he said, I asked him, I said, did you ever hit driver there? I don't know. I know they have 3-9 hole. Yeah. So I didn't, I've never played it.
Yeah, they don't have anything higher than a four par.
So he said, I said, do you ever hit driver there? He's like, yeah. Piped one 270 right up near the green. And in my head, I'm like, First of all, one thing you should never do as a golfer, and I'm telling you, this is universal, never regale anyone with your round of golf. They don't care, okay? Unless you hit a hole-in-one, or you got like a double eagle or something wild happened, you have a funny story, that's one thing. But going shot by shot through your round of golf, for anyone, is not advisable.
Yeah.
Guys, we have to stop this. Yeah. No one cares.
It's like poker, bro. Like, I don't care how you won. Okay.
Poker, same. Fantasy sports. Like, I don't care who's on your team.
It's anything that becomes your obsession hobby. like it's
any yeah but a, I mean
any of it
just like dude shot by I don't care how you did, I really don't. Anyway, he was saying, oh, I had to drive about 270 right down about the green. I'm like, that was probably 240 with roll, you know?
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Because that's, well, I know.
You know.
And that's how pace of play has become such a problem.
Yeah.
Because guys lie.
Yeah.
And
like, the world would be 100% better if men only told the truth. That is true. Just, and not even just tell them, just be honest about ourselves. This is like every guy, as any man you meet, right? He's the world's greatest lover. He has a giant hog. He's the greatest barbecue man.
Hey, are you talking about me?
I will cook you the greatest steak that you've ever tried. I hit the ball 280 down the middle every single time, right? I'm a great golfer. By the way, any fight that I get into, I'll kick anyone's ass, because when I get mad and I see red, it doesn't matter how much technique, I'll just beat someone's ass. You're a great shot. Let's not forget that. When's the last time you shot a rifle or handgun? Doesn't matter. I'm a sniper. I shoot anyone. Start a fire. Bear Grylls. They're Bear Grylls in the survival. And they'll catch any fish, no matter what. Oh yeah, I've caught the world's record fish in like 19 different rivers. That's like all universal. Yeah. Like, oh, and by the way, I can fix my, yeah, my car, my wife's car went out. Don't worry. It popped the hood, took a look underneath there and saw immediately what the problem was. I fixed it.
Some of them even think they wouldn't die in a house fire.
Well, that's getting to like Dwight Schrute status.
Well, that's your boy.
If I'm dead, you've been dead for weeks.
Some of them even think they couldn't be killed by a snake.
Well, cobras, no way. That thing's terrifying.
Just grab it by the head, smack it on the ground.
But it is true. Men are just, we're so dumb, yeah. And we're so full of ourselves.
Yeah.
We all need to be more honest. But the USGA and Aaron Hills have found a way around that. So next time you go to a golf course and you don't know what tees to play, don't go by yardage.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have this sign posted. And if they don't, just ask the starter, hey, I hit my 7-iron. 160 yards, which tee should I play? Maybe they will know.
And can I also just say this? Because this happened to me just last week. I went out and played, and it was nightmare fuel. It just was not working. And if it's not working for you, and you're playing with a group of guys that are better golfers, you just pick up. You know, you're out of a bunker, and you shank one across the other green, and everyone else is putting already. You know what? You just walk over, and you're good for that one. I guess, you know what, guys? We're moving on to the next one. We'll build some positive momentum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.